You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 481.
On Now You Know. So we've been hearing a lot about how Tesla sales are crumbling around the world, but I just want to remind everybody, the Tesla Model Y was the best-selling car in Australia in May.
Crikey, he's as fat as mud.
Selling 3,580 vehicles.
And the best-selling car in Norway in May was the Tesla Model Y. Thanks to Drift for sponsoring this episode.
So it's camping season, and that means a lot of time outdoors in our Cybertruck.
Which is great. But let's face it, all of those activities don't always smell the greatest.
We try to keep the Cybertruck smelling clean, even when we aren't. Right now, we have LeBoy in the Cybertruck, which I like a lot.
We also like that Drift is free of harmful chemicals that traditional fragrance companies use. The scents are vegan, cruelty-free, and pet-friendly.
Items are affordable and delivered right to your door with free shipping.
First, you receive a starter kit with a clip and a scent, and then you can get monthly refills as they recommend, changing it every 30 days.
So you attach the metal clip to the visor so that the ledge faces down when closed. It'll magnetically snap in. Open one side of the bag here until the scent dissipates and the scent block doesn't have any visible oil on the surface.
You can swap scents, skip, or cancel your subscription at any time.
You can get it as wood, stone, or metal, choosing the one that fits your car and preferences the best.
Drift also offers home scent diffusers that enhance any room with customizable fragrance options.
You get 3 intensity levels that allow you to adjust scent output for different spaces, and each refill lasts up to 30 days. And the rotating plug fits any outlet, and the sleek design adds a decorative touch, blending form with function.
Thanks to Drift for partnering with us on this video. Check out their link below. Make sure to use our coupon code, YouKnow55, at drift.co, or scan the QR code for 55% off. It's less than $5 for your first month.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. So imagine you're stuck in traffic last Sunday and you're like, what's going on up ahead? Is that an accident?
Nope. It's Starship 36 moving to Massey Outpost for static fire testing in preparation for Flight 10.
That's going to be exciting. NASA announced that SpaceX's Axiom 4 mission to the ISS will target a launch for this Thursday, June 19th.
Now, wait a minute. I thought that we reported on Sunday that ISS has a leak or something and that this is postponed.
Well, NASA is now saying that Russia's Roscosmos has inspected ISS's Veda service module aft section, sealed off areas of concern, and measured the current leak, so they're cleared for launch.
Okay, so SpaceX is going to be launching 4 astronauts to the ISS aboard Crew Dragon C213, the 5th and last Crew Dragon spacefaract ever.
Correct. The Falcon 9 will launch from Kennedy Space Center, Pad 39A. I hope the leaks are fixed well enough.
Don't worry, the Russians said it was fine.
Yeah, we put some gum in there. Air France announced that they will be offering free Starlink Wi-Fi on its flights starting this summer and will gradually add it to over 200 of its planes.
So far, Hawaiian Airlines, Air Baltic, Qatar Airways, United Airlines, and WestJet have planes flying with Starlink offered aboard.
SAS and Air New Zealand have plans to offer Starlink by the end of this year. All right, it's time for sunspots. So the Bellfield 1 solar project in Kern County, California, just finished construction. This is a 500 megawatt solar panel farm and 500 megawatts or 2,000 megawatt hours of battery storage under a 15-year contract with Amazon.
Bellfield 2, which has the same stats as Bellfield 1, is now under construction and should be online next year.
So together, this 1 gigawatt of solar and 1 gigawatt of batteries will be the largest solar plus storage facility in the U.S.
So where is Kern County?
It is about 2 hours north of L.A.
And those are Tesla Megapacks?
Yes, they are.
That's a lot of Megapacks.
Yes, it is. Just over 1,000 of them when it's all built.
Great googly moogly!
All right, it's time for video contributor stories. Remember, we need your stories. Send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. Make sure you shoot them in landscape, good audio, no music. And what do we have this week?
Ishay had this happen to Full Self Driving the other day.
It stopped for pigeons? That's great. I didn't know it did that.
I think it really depends on the type of road, and this particular kind of road, I think maybe I would have stopped for
pigeons. How come there's certain birds, almost all birds, that don't seem to care about cars? Like, we passed some geese the other day, and like a foot from the highway, and they're just like, whatever.
Well, geese don't care. But yeah, lots of other birds seem to. Crows do it almost cinematically. They will they'll be eating something in the middle of the road, and then just like you're just at the perfect spot for it to be cinematic, and then they flap off.
Yeah, it's always last minute. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. Remember to join us there. We're only charging $1 a month for a little bit longer, I think. So take advantage of that because you'll be grandfathered in. We'll see you there today.
Ever get the feeling you're being watched online? It's data brokers. They collect your personal info, your browsing habits, where you live, and who you're related to, and then sell it to the highest bidder. Aura helps stop that. Aura automatically removes your personal info from data broker sites and keeps it off. It also monitors the dark web, protects your devices, alerts you to real-time threats, and more. Start your free trial at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen for your free trial.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the Week. So Elon posted, no gods or kings, only men. Do you remember what video game that's from?
No.
I don't either. But he was posting some video game. I think it was, it's from Bioshock. Comment down below what that line is from. Elon posted, again, we all knew this, but Starship will have 42 engines.
42!
Because that is the answer.
42!
SMX posted when Elon Musk had to introduce himself in 2002.
Say your name, spell it for me, tell me what you do.
Elon Musk, ELONMUSK. Chief Executive Officer of Space Exploration Technologies, or SpaceX. I think there's only so much we can learn by looking through a telescope, and eventually we need to go out there if we're to find the answer.
And Elon said, I was just Lil E back then.
Imagine today if you're like, all right, so who are you? I'm Elon Musk, E-L-O-N. Zoe said, love or hate Elon, he stood up for free speech against Ireland's proposed hate speech laws, now scrapped by our government. He also spotlighted UK grooming gangs, pushing for investigations that are now underway. Credit where credit is due. Thank you, Elon. Elon posted, deep search and think will activate automatically as needed in Grok 3.5. And
that's
if you
nice.
Don't know what we're talking about, please start using Grok. But yeah, in Grok, you can have, you know, deep search and think. But now under Grok 3.5, you won't have to tell it specifically, which is, I know it seems like a first world problem, but sometimes you're like, I'm asking you a question, but I don't know how deeply you should think about it.
Exactly.
And then for those of you wondering if Elon had a drug test recently, he just posted it and said, LOL.
It's all negative. So.
All right, it's time for community mail time. Remember to send them in to us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got today?
Rick spotted a Cybertruck with what looks like a camper that has maybe solar panels on the side.
Oh, we need more.
I need to know more about that.
Find him. Dwayne spotted these superchargers ready to go in at Bucky's in Madisonville, Texas. Nice.
Terry spotted this electric mail truck in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. And he looked up the stats. Guess what the range of this mail truck is?
A couple hundred miles?
70 miles. Could have used my Leaf, had about the same amount of storage too.
What is it with ugly EVs? They don't have to be ugly.
Well, when they're designed by a defense contractor, they certainly have to be.
Mike found the 500th supercharger stall in Denmark. Nice.
And guess where this Tesla store is?
I mean, you're not giving me much clue. There's no vegetation. Czech Republic.
Look a little closer. It's Osaka, Japan. You can see a little bit of Japanese characters behind. So thank you to Marco for the picture.
Daryl wrote in and said, hi, guys. Well, I finally got my Cyber Beast. It tows like a dream. Being the Airstream is only a little over 3,200 pounds, the batteries seem to handle the load with ease. Thanks for the encouragement. I plan to have the beast polished to a high luster. I hope our paths cross in the not too distant future. Sincerely, Daryl. I do too. That's great, Daryl.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
That looks like fun. And Allie writes in. He said, hey, Zach and Jesse, I'm writing you this email to share that our company has achieved a major milestone by completing the first phase of the largest solar and storage project in the USA.
I think I know where that is.
Belfield 1 in Kern County, California comprises of 500 megawatts of solar generation and 500 megawatts of 4-hour battery storage to serve Amazon attached are pictures from AES Indiana featuring various cars, field work using lightning trucks as land surveyors to covering battery electric storage, and the solar field on land that was once an ash pond. We plan to decommission the last coal generation at AES by the end of next year. Thank you, Allie.
That's so great because so many people post like, you're taking valuable farmland to put in solar. And it's like, first of all, it's a desert or it's an ash pond. Not that valuable.
An ash pond, which just Google it.
Would you like an ash pond back?
You can have it.
All right, it's time for Supercharger Reviews. Let's see what people have found out there in the world.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Scott reporting in from Red Hook, New York. Tesla Supercharger installation version 3 with Magic Dock. As you can see, there is a Volvo charging next to my Model Y. We'll be seeing a lot more of that in the future, I think. Non-Teslas charging at Superchargers, I mean. In the parking lot of a Hannaford supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. So during those hours, I think they have everything you need. Red Hook is a pretty small town, so not a lot else other than a couple of convenience stores. I'm going to rate this one 6 out of 10. Now you know.
Hey, Jack and Jesse. This is Salvador Rosas reporting from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, where the recently opened V3 supercharger was just made available. It's a 4-stall location, 250 kilowatt, located within the first lower level of the Puerto Vallarta Peninsula Shopping Center. Located within the heart of Puerto Vallarta in a strategic location right in the middle of the bay, it makes it very easy both for visitors and for locals to get charging done, something that's very hard in Puerto Vallarta. The mall has any and every amenity you could think of, such as Starbucks, banks, some restaurants, and other office services that are very convenient for your quick stop. Other amenities you can find include the Cristal Hotel, a very nice 5-star luxury hotel located right next door, and it's off the main street for Puerto Vallarta, which makes it very convenient. You're right next to the sea and right next to any service and any hospitality service you might need. It really solves charging for a lot of us that visit Puerto Vallarta, making it possible to go from Guadalajara to Puerto Vallarta without stopping at Compostela. So this is Sal reporting for Tesla Owners Mexico. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger Reviews. If you want to upload them, we have them on our website at nowyouknowchannel.com. Don't forget the channel part.
Right.
We usually just say now you know, but it's nowyouknowchannel.com. We have that whole spot on our website. There's a map. You can see everybody's reviews and you can upload your own.
Thank you for joining us, everybody, today. We'll see you on Thursday.
Now you know.
Ever get the feeling you're being watched online? It's data brokers. They collect your personal info, your browsing habits, where you live, and who you're related to, and then sell it to the highest bidder. Aura helps stop that. Aura automatically removes your personal info from data broker sites and keeps it off. It also monitors the dark web, protects your devices, alerts you to real-time threats, and more. Start your free trial at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen for your free trial.